Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's call. We are working on transforming worry. And as we work with worry, it often carries an area of, or an air, I should say, of confusion versus clarity. So as we turn our attention towards things that might feel a little bit confused, generally speaking, that's calling for time and for space. To invite us to be mindful about that. And also, just a note that we are working, continuing to work with the submit collapse response. So I'm going to invite us to do something that we don't usually do at the beginning in this way. I'm going to invite you to take a moment to check out your body. As you check out your body, I'm going to invite you to particularly check out any areas that feel like they're just like, ugh, collapsed or given up. Any areas of the body that feel like they are collapsed or have given up. And if that's not quite doing it for you today, then you might look and turn your attention to where in life you just like collapse and said, never gonna happen, never gonna change, give up. The collapse response often has an area. Pardon me, a built-in sense of apathy that goes with it. And in that apathy, there is this idea of hopelessness, of despair, of I can't, I won't ever, why bother trying? Yet the very fact that it still has a voice in that way, it says that it's actually longing for expression. Longing for expression of some sorts. So I invite all those areas and all those behaviors out in the world, wherever you may notice you're collapsing around, to actually be heard, and be seen, and be witnessed. I'm going to invite you to do that by means of breathing right into them. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in. And to receive. To drink in life. And every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. With every breath, it's an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you and simultaneously energize all those areas that are being addressed right now with your attention, with your awareness, with your kindness. And as that process continues, as you stay with that, potentially for the duration of our entire session, I'll offer these words. Thank you for being here, exactly as you are. Thank you for all the things that needed to transpire for this sweet moment of connection to occur today. Thank you to your families who created you, the ancestors who created them, and the lineage that held you all. Thank you. Thank you for all of your history, which has led to you here. And thank you to those that have caretaken and stewarded these lands, that have nourished us all, that have nourished those that have come before, and those yet to arrive. Thank you. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. Blessings on your session today. So I'm going to invite you to begin today's session in a slightly different way, and not saying that you haven't done before, but it's just a little bit of a different order. I invite you to locate something that's pleasant So it's pleasant, it's very neutral. Pleasant, to the very least, neutral. And that might be outward, that might be inward, wherever you're looking is great. Maybe there's no difference between the two. I don't know. And as your senses go for a little bit of a wander to land on that particular thing that's pleasant and neutral, invite them to also turn their attention to what it is they like about whatever it is you've landed upon now. So after the senses land on that thing, inviting them to notice all that feels good about it, all that feels pleasant, resourceful, delicious, yummy to be with. And now, as you breathe into all of that, I'm going to invite you to imagine that you can breathe that inside of you just a little bit deeper. You can allow yourself to rest in that just 1% more. And as you continue to drink in all that goodness, welcoming it into those areas now that you found earlier around the collapse, whether that was in your body, in your behaviors, how you were in the world. And just notice what happens as all that you had a moment to savor and appreciate gets to gently meet those spaces where some energy has been held potentially for a long time. And think of it as, for now, just a simple introduction. Just an introduction. So we're not putting pressure on the system to change, to, you know, have a big, response in any way, shape, or form. It's in the subtleties. It's by going slow and gentle here. Just an introduction that might continue to very slowly deepen in this next hour, in this next day, next week, next year. It's a subtle introduction. Think of this as planting the seeds to have your energy turn in this direction. I invite you to stay with that process as much or as little as you feel called to. And know that all of this energy that you are digesting, literally, is moving through the digestive system. And sometimes I can feel like it's got a lot of pressure on it at times, so we're just going to help with the digestive system to better be processing all that you're turning your attention towards that's been painful in your life, that's been tough in your life. And for that digestive system, we're going to bring in circulation of all the healing resources. Blood that carries our passion, nerve or communication, lymph that drains our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with sheer vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. We're here with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor. Endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower that inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression, help our nervous system and our immune system alike to heal. And then we're going to work with the balance of yin, feminine essence or nourishment, and yang, masculine essence or protection. And then, as we do that, bringing in hydration, we're going to imagine that hydration gets to go right in the center between all things yin and yang. Somehow there's actually like a meeting point between the two. And then we're going to work with hydration coming right through those two, right through those two. Bringing in water, joy, releasing any impurities that no longer need to be here. Okay. And as we do that for the entire digestive system, which includes everything from the mouth all the way down through the intestines, anus, as well as all the digestive organs, all the parts of you that are responsible for digestion, we also need to look and repair your relationship to that which is maternal. And that does not have to be your family. In fact, if the family is a bit painful, I'm going to invite you to locate maternal essence in another location, wherever that might be. So, what is it that's maternal and offers deep nourishment for you? Whatever that energy is. Maybe it's nature. The earth, the rivers, all that is feminine or maternal in essence, whatever that thing is for you. As we turn your attention towards energetically connecting to that, we're gonna link that to the entire front body. And I should mention that the option of a human being that's very potent and maternal for you works here too. Whether that is someone in your family, if you've had that experience, or a friend, or anyone else that you just really deeply connect to in that way. Could have been a teacher in the past of some sorts. And as you allow yourself to be held in this way, if you are, on that note, I should back up a little bit. I'm going to invite you to allow yourself to be held by this energy. As if you were an infant being cradled in her arms. The deeper you go into this, the deeper we can anchor this new way of understanding and being in the world for you. Irrelevant of all the other pain that's happened before. As you turn your essence of your heart towards the essence of that which is maternal, there's a potent magic that happens for all things front body. The digestive system is actually connected to all things front body from embryology. That's where it was when it developed. As we work with that, we're also going to deeply do the same for all things back body and connecting them to the masculine so that they don't need to be putting into the pressure that they are currently on the digestive system. But it's as if the masculine has forgotten its role and how it protects and how it provides and how it, turns its attention to procreation. To support deep nourishment and continuing that cycle of landing even more deeply within us. So, for your back body, connecting to any figure that's paternal, the deep, deep, deep essence of being fully protected, loved, accepted, respected, dignified. And again, that might be a human, or it might be a different essence. It might be found in often the sky is paternal for me. Or it's like the trunk of a tree sometimes for me. Or maybe you have teachers, friends, really solid men around you. And allowing your entire back body to rest in that essence. And here's the thing, as the feminine, as the front body, as the digestive system receives this maternal nourishment, the essence of all things held in this way, the back body, the paternal, the masculine, balance out our entire nervous system, kidneys, adrenals, and all those nerves that infuse through the digestive system tract, aka our gut brain, our entire nervous system, get to be spaciously held without the pressure that it's been putting on that digestive system. Excuse me, as it happens, we're also unwinding some fascia through the jaw, releasing the need to control these dynamics between front body, back body, masculine, feminine, or feminine, masculine, I should say. And we're dropping layer upon layer upon layer of worry, aka confusion, from the central connection points between all things masculine and feminine. And allowing that to release primarily in this moment through all things lungs and heart. Releasing that worry, that confusion, that anxiety, that these dynamics of masculine, feminine tension that have been held previously have created. Putting more pressure on the system that needs to be here. And as it unwinds, as that releases, it carries with it the essence of this Scorpio full moon that has just transpired. And on the other side of the death that it brings in rebirth. It's as if everything through the central region of the body where all things masculine and feminine connect, including the lungs and the heart, begin to shift into a different state of awareness. That begins to shift into a different state of what can actually be possible here now. And along with that, we're working with the permission statements. And this is a big one. The words here are, my will is thy will. My will is thy will. My will is thy will. And thy being that of creator, of spirit, of the eternal, whatever your word is for that. As that happens, circulating now the essence of the eternal, in a word, we're going to call it beauty. I see it actually beginning to spiral through the crown, down through the brow, slowly releasing all of those essences that have told you, your psyche, your intuition, your capacity to just know things is foolish, is ignorant, is wrong, is ridiculous, is insane. We're releasing all of those consciousnesses from being called crazy, neurotic, psychotic, nuts. Releasing all of that through all things crown and brow as this beauty swirls in. And as it releases, balancing the sphenoid bone, bringing in all the same circulation of healing resources that we found at the beginning through to the sphenoid, in particular to help it balance through where the sphenoid joins on to the basilar region of the occiput bone. Your occiput bone is in the back of your skull. And as that stretches out and releases its holdings, on top of it, there is a little saddle, Sella turcica, it's a fancy name, Turkish saddle. And that saddle sits over pituitary gland. Now it has a boss, but it also governs and regulates the majority of our hormones in our body. It doesn't do it single-handedly, but it governs all of that. And our hormones, our endocrine system, represents the feminine. As we work with the digestive system tract being feminine, so too is the endocrine system. And all the things that we did for the digestive system, we're also going to offer now to the endocrine system. It's as if now the entire chain of endocrines gets to be held again like an infant in mother's arms, being deeply maternally received, valued, loved, cherished, adored, with gentleness, with grace, sometimes with fierceness when need be. As the endocrine system is to rest in that, we're bringing in the essences of Kali, which is the goddess of both death and rebirth and creation. And creation. So often she gets a bad rap for just being the destroyer. However, the destruction is to create the new. As we offer that to your entire endocrine system, allowing it to reach a balance that's actually going to be appropriate for your system as well as for your digestive system, to clear out any stress or strain from the digestive system due to any hormonal influences. And all of that seems to be revolving around the connection of I am too needy, the judgment of I am too needy, which is information that you've actually received in your younger years. It's actually not true. It's information that you were somehow receiving verbally, non-verbally, through actions, through tones, all the way into the womb space. All the way back when you were developing, in particular through that second trimester. And even actually, I'm going to correct that, from about 6 weeks all the way to about 6 months. And you heard your mother's voice, your human mother's voice, say something to the effect of, "This has been hard on me. This child is taking all that I need. They're depleting me. I don't feel well. And it's because of this thing that's growing inside of me." And there's a certain level of energy that becomes like a bit of a web. It becomes this sort of sticky web where this belief system theme of I am too needy begins to get founded upon. To release this, and releasing this all the way through conception vessel 1 point, which is coming off of the perineum, the space between either vagina or testes and anus. As it releases, the perineum gets to pulse. The perineum gets to pulse, becomes alive, and there's actually a bit of a new rhythm that gets established through the entire conception vessel meridian, through your entire feminine essence, through your entire front body, digestive system, endocrine system, all things yin, all things hearts. We're going to tap this part out here. Invitation to breathe, to receive. That spiral of energy that was clearing through the crown, through the brow, is now continuing to move through the lower part of the face into the throat, into the throat. And it reaches the throat on the upper left side, or roughly the upper half on the left side of the throat. There's like this grip, to the hands, like wrapped around. And the hand that's connected to the index finger, that part of it, says, it has the voice of, you can never let this go. The third finger says, don't bother having any hope. It's pointless. The fourth finger says, no, I can't, I won't. And the fifth finger, the pinky finger, somehow there's this little spark somehow coming through that heart meridian that shines through it, that wonders. So there's this essence of curiosity. There's just a small wondering of, is everything else like that was just stated from all those other fingers actually true? And that awareness, this spark, begins to slowly grow like embers do. And as it spreads, it's actually spreading through the heart meridian. Okay, took me a minute to figure out the pathway that was releasing through. This is not the usual type of bioenergetic release that we work with. And as it's coming through the heart's meridian, it's going up through the pinky finger all the way through into the armpits, where heart one point begins, into the actual organ of the heart itself. And then energy of the heart begins to rise. Now that it actually knows from the earlier work that we did, this makes more sense now. Between the masculine and the feminine separating and the releasing of the worry in between lungs and heart. Without that tension that was previously there, the heart begins to actually shine its light in a new way. It begins to shine its way up through the hearts, the very top of the hearts, upwards, downwards, in every which direction, but the particular pathway that's most prevalent right now in terms of what we're working with is all the way up through the throat space, all the way to that upper left-hand side. And it's as if the entire hand, all the fingers, minus that spark in the pinky finger, begin to recognize that they actually don't need to be hanging on to all that they've been hanging on to. With this new light of awareness that's come through the heart, the heart can shine its gifts, its knowing, its wisdom, its blessings through here, all the way through these fingers, all the way through this hand that's been stuck on this upper left-hand side of the throat. And it begins to slowly, slowly, slowly release one finger at a time. And as it does so, it releases fear from where the skull joins the spine on the left-hand side, particularly a fear of being devoured by the eternal, a fear of being devoured by God, a fear of being devoured by spirit, creator, whatever the word is. And as it releases that, it comes into the midline of the spine, and it begins to easefully disintegrate, to dissolve, to melt into the central channel. It becomes energy, it becomes fuel for your system through this Shushumna, this central channel, this masculine channel at times. I know it's often spoken to in that way, and I'm gonna say that it's like the outer lining of it is masculine. And the inner compartment of that all, where the energy flows, is somehow this marriage of all things masculine and feminine. So I know I've spoken to it many times in that way, as others have. And in the center of that all, there's still something that's beyond all things masculine and all things feminine. There's a different type of an energy here that comes from the union of those two opposites. As we release this into all of that and through the central channel, we need to run a cellular repair, restoring cells back to their fullest potential of health. We're doing it for the diaphragm to release any particular layers of control that are getting in the way with this release happening. Restoring the cells of the diaphragm back to their fullest potential of health. And linking this through to the 12th house, house of endings, releasing, surrendering, allowing. It's the house of the liver. To support that, we're linking the last acupuncture point in the liver meridian, which hangs up just a couple inches below the nipple line, to lung 1 point, which hangs on the upper outer edge of the shoulder. As we link all things endings to all things beginnings, doing it on both sides in a cross pattern. The consciousness of resolution is the link. The consciousness of resolution is what this is all linking into. And we're linking that right back up to the crown for its role in transcendence, which can now actually clearly communicate all the way down to the heart. There's a clear pathway between all things crown and all things heart. And it's offering the energy of acceptance. I'm going to invite any parts of you that feel a little bit stuck, to turn their attention towards acceptance. In the same way that you felt the energy of an infant being cradled in the maternal's arms. In the same way, allowing this to rest here. And interestingly enough, running the permissions here, I bow my head to me. I bow my head to me. I bow my head to me, to my history, to my story, to my purest essence, and where those two meet, to allow for the devouring, the dissolving of that history to come through your understanding, because only you know all the nitty-gritty details, all the fine-tuned nooks, crannies, niches. And as you offer that grace of awareness, of understanding, of acceptance to yourself, things get to settle and pass through in a way that may never have been possible before to surrender. As we open up the energetic channels in this way to allow for potentially the deepest surrender you've ever had in your life, to relate to surrender potentially just in a new way, wherever it is, in any way in between those two. Bringing in hydration to the entire nervous system, head, brain, spine, as well as the kidneys and the adrenals. Helping them to steep in joy and release anything that no longer needs to be here. To help deepen this consciousness with the capacity to surrender. And if there's any parts of you that are like, I can't, that's too hard, that's too painful, I'm going to invite you to hand them to me now. Hand them to me now. And as I hold those parts for you, as I hold on to that all for you, notice what gets to be here instead. Notice what's different. As we link your eyes, the sense of sight, to this, we're also linking in all that I've been holding on to, through to the heart for individuation. giving it a place to live in your heart. We're tapping this out here. Invitation to breathe, to receive, whoever feels right. Breathing here, giving that all a round or two or three of breath. Slow, gentle, deep breath. And however slow and gentle you're breathing, I'm going to invite you to go in the next round even slower, even more gentle. And on the third breath, even slower. And even more gentle. And if you haven't already, I'm going to invite you to feel what it feels like inside of your being to breathe. As the air moves through you, as the wind moves through the waters of you. What does it seem to feel like as this gentle wind flows and coats through your being from the inside out? And as you take time to really slow down and really notice that, your body, your breath may begin to shift all on their own just through observation. That's welcome. It's welcome. Not that you're doing this to change anything, but if changes happen, no need to not have them just transpire. This is more an experiment now to study what happens inside of you when you slowly, slowly turn your attention to your breath that's slowly, slowly moving through you. As you do that, you continue to do that for the next few minutes. We're going to release all that stuck confusion that's created a lack of clarity from crown through heart to gently, gently land the center of the heart where we'll release it through the big four consciousness all the way through to individuation itself. Along with all five senses, in body talk lingo, and in non-body talk lingo, we might call that peeling back a layer of an onion that no longer needs to be here. And as that gently, gently slides off, as it gently, gently dissolves. As you stay with your breath, slowly, slowly breathing. We begin to experience the essence, the qualities of surrender. If there's any forcefulness or will, if there's any desire to control, that's still hanging on just a little bit around the edges. bringing in circulation of all the healing resources, anything that's required in that way here. Blood, nerve, lymph, chi, etc. Giving it the resources it needs to become whole enough to rest, much like a child in its mother's arms. And there's a saying that when we honor life in this way, when we honor the pain that's been here, when you turn towards it and you allow it to rest in you, and you are restful with it, when it's honored, it no longer needs to be protected. And the victim protection fades away, along with all the painful holdings that's brought and continues to bring into awareness out there. As we rest into this essence of surrender, working with lymphatic circulation, as you honor the pulse of what's already here, honor the natural rhythm of what's here in this way, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing changes. It's no longer necessary to hold all those other dynamics in play. We're tapping this part out here. Invitation to breathe, to receive. Giving that around the breath. Not to notice anything, just to breathe, let it rest and digest. And in this process that's unfolded, as much as you were able to stay with that all, it takes a certain amount of focus or discipline to do just that. Even if you weren't with it all perfectly, completely, noticing that your attention was stretched, and particularly in ways that it may not have been stretched before. Considerations that may not have been contemplated before. I know that there's a certain amount of focus and discipline that takes. So often we think focus and discipline have to come through will. We have to push through to get there. We have to make it personal in some way. And what if focus, discipline was actually more just about where your attention happens to be at any point in time, without having to wrestle it into place, and actually allowing for whatever its focus was on to be exactly right for you? And as we work with that, releasing the confusion that surrounds that, along with any sense of overwhelm that goes with it. releasing lymphatic circulation from, it's thought, I should back up just a little bit. There, it's thought that there are certain parts of our body that carry a flame and carry the essence of fire that transmutes. One of them is the tongue. One of them is the belly. There is a flame there that helps to burn away all things that are confused. There's also one in the center of the head. One's in the center of the head. I'm actually just going to connect these various flames that run through your system. And these are from a variety of different traditions, a variety of different understandings. Most of this is from yoga, from the Hindu traditions. As we work with the releasing of the energy, so the flames are burning away in a very soft way. Something interesting that happens with the light of awareness. I don't know if you ever noticed this, but light casts no shadow. Light casts no shadow. It's the thing that the shadows come from. So all of the pain and all of the projections that we hold as human beings, is held in the shadows that are cast from these flames of awareness. And they're actually casting them out there on purpose for you to turn your attention towards, so that you can dissolve those, and that the essence of the light without shadow can be entered. And as we connect the flames through your system, through your body, it likely means that life might even rev up a little bit, offering you more of the shadows to be seen, more of the challenges to be witnessed, so that again you can turn your attention towards them and be with that pain, much like holding an infant in your arms. Much the same that you too are held by this whole process, this whole cycle. And it carries with it the energy that the universe is conspiring deeply in your favor. The universe that is also somehow you is conspiring deeply in your favor. And along with that, offering the permission statement, it's never been about you, and it's never not been about you. It's never been about you, and it's never not been about you. It's never been about you, and it's never not been about you. There's a space here in the middle. Linking this all again to that 12th house, first house, connection, endings, beginnings. As you offer your breath, releasing any spine holdings on either side, so all the way out to the erector spinae muscle that runs through the region on either side of the spine, and the bladder meridian that coats it. And we're releasing any confusion, particularly now around separation, which might be the biggest collapse there is in any given human system. And as we release the consciousness of separation, to whatever degree that's ready to go, it becomes this automatic, like, big four consciousness individuation process. It's another way of saying those words. To release the consciousness of separation between you and spirit, you and divine, you and God, you and universe, we begin to come into a deeper resonance of what our soul has been calling us into, painful, pleasant, all of the above. It becomes a different capacity to live life from a different understanding that life is happening for me, not to me. Life is happening for me, not to me. Breathing here, tapping here, receiving here. There's homework coming up, home play, home care, however you wish to refer to it, which is to embrace ritual, to embrace ritual, however that looks for you, to embrace ritual. If you're not sure what that means, that can be something as simple as just placing a hand in your heart every time you XYZ, enter a space, start your day, end your day. Taking time to honor life through the essence of ritual creates its automatic slowdown within us. Creates an automatic slowdown within us. So doing it from the knowing that it serves a particular function, it also allows us to slow down to become aware of that which we typically aren't. You're welcome to play with that as much or as little as you feel called to. And then, beginning to call in those resources that you found earlier. Resting in that. And resting in all that's transpired in today's work. It's a 5-minute song, taking your time. Giving yourself space to be here. The song is Debbie by Chloe Goodchild. I'll share the link in the chat. Resting here, my love, resting here.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling this medicine in. Thank you for the opportunity to gather here with you all today in this way. Thank you for being here exactly as you are. May this work continue to live on in good ways for yourself, your families, your ancestors, your lineages, this world, and all that you touch and serve in it. Oh, Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. Mwah. You're most welcome, everybody. Love the infinity symbol in there. So perfect. You always have such a good way with emojis, love. All right, my loves. Wishing you a beautiful day and week ahead. Bye for now. If anyone needs any additional support, feel free to hang out. Much gratitude back to you. Bye for now, loves.